Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Associated Press is reporting that Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told the nation just moments ago that his government is in charge after a coup attempt brought a night of explosions, air battles, and gunfire across the capital, Istanbul, that left dozens dead and at least 150 wounded, also in Ankara. Earlier, Erdogan told a Turkish TV network that those behind the coup are associated with a U.S.-based Islamic cleric, Fethullah Gulen. After arriving at Istanbul's Atatürk airport a few hours ago from being out of town, Mr. Erdogan spoke through an interpreter about the members of the military affiliated with Gulen.
This government came to power with a mandate and a majority. Whichever way they try, I want them to know that we dedicate our lives to this cause. We believe everything happens for a reason. This event is God's gift to us, because we can clean the army from this group.
The situation was fluid through the night after the attempted coup began, with many people remaining out on the streets, as we hear now from reporter Akin Kalasir in Istanbul.
People especially went to airports and the big square, Taksim Square, which is about 2 miles from here. So they mostly took to more central places, and that's mostly after President Erdogan has called people to take to the streets in protesting this coup attempt.
For more on this story, go to our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News.